This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early fall. This is the time when milkweed pods come open, spilling their sleek and silvery seeds in the fields. The milkweed says that frost season is on the way, and that Canadian geese and great crested flycatchers and blue-gray gnatcatchers and ruby-throated hummingbirds, eastern wood pewees and bank swallows are all moving down their flyways toward the Gulf of Mexico. Buzzards are gathering at their roosts, and crows are the only birds to call before dawn. Monarch butterflies become more numerous now. They still visit the late phlox and the zinnias in the afternoon sun, but other insects become less common in the field and garden as the number of pollen-bearing flowers dwindles. Spiders understand. They weave fewer webs. Bees compete for the remaining nectar. Winter's crane flies swarm a fraction of their December size. When milkweed pods open, peak leaf coloration starts in northern New England. In the mid-Atlantic states, fallen leaves begin to cover the undergrowth and the canopy is visibly thinning. Honey locusts are half yellow, buckeyes in the middle of full leaf drop. Hickories are gold like the ashes. The first white mulberry, sycamore, and cottonwood leaves have come down in the wind. Barberries are red, and rose hips have turned alongside them. Touch-me-nots are still blooming, but their foliage deteriorates. Late summer's clearweed has green seeds. Older wingstem and ironweed are done blossoming. Wild lettuce leaves are stained with decay. Queen Anne's lace and bright blue chicory die back suddenly. The first goldenrod is brown. White vervain is streaked with maroon, tattered, laced from insects. Bone set is rusting. Beggar ticks are ready to stick to your clothing. Roadside sunflowers and Jerusalem artichokes enter their final week. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early fall. In the meantime, get up a little before sunrise to find Orion filling the southern sky, forecasting the cold to come.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.